Hey, what's up guys, it's Scarce here, and today we have a new video, and we do have a few stories for today. The first one here comes from FaZe Blaziken. Now, FaZe Blaziken uploaded a video today talking about drugs. Now, in this video, he's actually very open with his subscribers, and he tells all his fans that he has had some pretty serious insomnia problems for his entire life. So, he actually gets pretty open about this. He says that he took a lot of medication for his insomnia, and he says here that he started making it into a habit where he took a lot of that medication, and obviously that's probably not the best for you to continuously take a medication that strong so often. Now, the big part of this video is that towards the middle of the video, he actually confesses to all of his subscribers that he was addicted to Adderall for quite a long time, and it just started to become like a habit of his where he just took Adderall every single day, and he was only happy whenever he took his medication and his Adderall. It's a very serious situation here. I mean, Blaziken has over 2 million subscribers, a huge channel on YouTube, and this dude's having some serious problems with Adderall. Well, he actually says here that in the last 30 days, he has been completely clean. He has not taken any medication. Now, he has taken like melatonin and stuff, but if you guys know, melatonin is like a sleep aid. I take that sometimes. It's really not that big a deal. There's nothing wrong with melatonin, but he hasn't been on any of his other strong medications, and he hasn't taken Adderall. So this dude has been making a huge effort to stay off of all medications and stuff, and he feels a lot better. At least that's what he says in this video. So that's awesome. But for our next story today, guys, we got one here from Vitaly ZDTV. You guys know Vitaly. He has around 9 million subscribers. He posted a Snapchat today, and I don't think any of you guys really want to see this. I didn't want to see this myself, but basically it's Vitaly waxing his pubes, I guess, on his dick. I'm not even joking. Like, and he shows quite a bit in this video. I'm gonna actually have to censor it because I'm sure that YouTube will age restrict my video if I don't. But he basically is just fucking waxing his dick in this video, and I don't know why he did it. I don't know if it's for his new movie or something, but it definitely is pretty disturbing. And for our next story of today, we have one here from Troll Station. Now, you guys know who Troll Station are. They have around 800,000 subscribers, a very big channel, and these guys almost got sued recently by DreamWorks Animation. You guys know who DreamWorks are, a very, very big company. They make all those big kids movies and stuff. Well, obviously DreamWorks is like a multi-billion dollar company, and they decided to, I guess, send a letter to Troll Station. This is an official letter saying that Troll Station needs to change their name because Troll Station is apparently like infringing DreamWorks copyright by using the name Troll Station with their logo. I don't know why, but Troll Station has to fucking change their name now, or else DreamWorks is legit going to sue them. Like, they actually sent them a letter. This is all official. And I don't know, man, that fucking sucks. And for our next story of today, guys, we have one here from a YouTuber known as Mr. Amazing. This guy has around 40,000 subscribers, and he made a video today saying that Leafy copied him. Now, why did Leafy copy him? Did he copy his video idea? No, what Leafy did is he actually copied the whole theme of this guy's channel. This guy had like this weird 80s kind of theme on his channel, and if you look at his intro right here, it might seem pretty similar to Leafy's outro, and that's because Leafy blatantly ripped off his outro, I guess. But Leafy blatantly tweeted out saying that he wanted an outro that was similar to Mr. Amazing's intro. So then actually Leafy got the outro that's literally exactly like his entire theme on his channel, and now everyone is saying Mr. Amazing's a copy when he obviously is not. He was the one who started the whole thing. So he made a whole video about Leafy copying him today. I really don't know if Leafy's going to respond to this soon or if he's going to change his outro, but I definitely suggest Leafy should do that because obviously this is like a blatant ripoff. I mean, you can kind of just tell by looking at both the pictures here. And for our next story today, guys, we have one here from Marzia. Now, I'm sure you guys know who Marzia is. She's PewDiePie's girlfriend. She has like over 5 million subscribers, a very, very big channel. Now, she tweeted out today saying that she came back home and she found out that someone vandalized her car, okay? And I don't know if this is a fan or something, because that's definitely a possibility, because why would someone just go up to someone's car and vandalize it like that? It seems like it was like all planned, and maybe it was from a fan or from some creepy stalker that just tried to vandalize her car because they saw her YouTube videos. So that's definitely a possibility, but really, who knows? It could have just been some random person that just wanted to vandalize her nice car. But for our next story today, guys, we got one here from McSkillet. Now, McSkillet's a CSGO YouTuber with over 600,000 subscribers, and he tweeted out today saying that he was offered a sponsorship for $75,000 to actually promote a CSGO gambling website. That's right, he tweeted out saying, "I was offered $75,000 for one video promoting some like gambling case opening site. I don't really want to associate with that anymore though." Dude, these CSGO gambling websites are getting so desperate right now, because obviously after the whole Team Martin situation, barely anyone wants to actually buy or gamble on CSGO. I mean, there still is a huge market for it, but it's nowhere near as big as it was before, and these guys are legit asking this guy to promote them for 75 grand. And I guess it's just because no one else wants to take up the offer anymore, because no one wants to get exposed for being sponsored by one of these gambling websites. And for our next story today, we have one here from Jacksepticeye. He tweeted out saying, "There's a building on fire near my apartment. The sky is covered in black smoke. I hope no one is hurt." Then he gave an update, and he said here, "Smoke is gone now, but damn."